From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Pope celebrates Mass in Cuba, speaking to tens of thousands in Havana's Revolutionary Square. Pope Francis warned Cubans on the danger of ideology. Francis will travel to the cities of Hongin and Santiago during his visit, with plans to hold Mass and to meet with Catholic clergy in both cities before departing for the United States. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the Obama administration will increase the number of refugees allowed to enter the United States to 100,000 annually in 2017. Kerry spoke in Berlin. Under the new plan, the U.S. limit on refugee visas, currently capped at 70,000 annually, would jump to 85,000 in fiscal 2016 and then rise to 100,000 the following year. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says scores of Syrian rebels trained by the United States and its coalition partners have entered northern Syria. The group says the 75 fighters were trained in Turkey and had crossed into Syria by early Saturday. Officials with the U.S.-led coalition have yet to comment on the development. Meanwhile, the French news agency reports that rebel and pro-government forces have agreed to a ceasefire that is to begin immediately. Violence has erupted at the hotel in the capital of Burkina Faso, where negotiations are being held to bring an end to a four-day-old military coup. Supporters of the military government stormed the hotel in Ouagadougou Sunday morning and briefly fought with opponents of the coup and its leader, General Gilbert Diendéré. However, it was a group of soldiers loyal to him who jumped to the defense. This is VOA News. Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson said Sunday Muslims were unfit to be president of the United States. He told NBC's Meet the Press program that the principles of Islam are inconsistent with American values. Carson's comments came amid lingering fallout over Republican Donald Trump's refusal last week to take issue with a man who, during a New Hampshire campaign event, wrongly called President Barack Obama a Muslim and said Muslims are, quoting now, a problem in this country. In multiple interviews Sunday, Trump drew a distinction between ordinary Muslims and extremists. Meanwhile, a CNN ORC poll showed Trump leading the Republican contest with a support of 24% of registered voters, down from 32% in the previous poll. Former Hewlett-Packard chief executive Carly Fiorina surged into second place with 15%. Nepal has a new constitution, the nation's first since the abolition of the long-ruling Hindu monarchy in 2008. Political squabbling in the Himalayan country had prevented the adoption of a new constitution until now. While setting off celebrations in the capital, Kathmandu, the moment was marred by fighting that killed one person and raised fears of ethnic conflict in the country. Greece's new Democracy Party leader has conceded defeat in Sunday's elections, congratulating former Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras on his win and urging quick action to form a new government. The concession by challenger Vangelis Mimarakis came about an hour after polls closed, and two key exit polls showed Tsipras's leftist Syriza party with a narrow lead. Official projections later showed Syriza winning with 35.5% of the vote. Tanzania's main opposition party, Chadema, says it will file a lawsuit Monday against the ruling Chama cha Mapinduzi party and its presidential candidate John Magufuli, after accusing them of stealing the party's symbols, logo, and manifesto. This, the opposition party contends, contravenes the country's copyrights law, Election Act, as well as both local and international intellectual property rights. Military sources in Cameroon say two suicide bombers have killed at least five people in what appeared to be the latest cross-border attack by Nigeria's Boko Haram Islamist militant group. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.